Good afternoon, everyone. Today is February 5th. Okay, February 5th, 2026. We are here for our guest book meeting, which should have started at 4:30. But okay, it's 4:48. You may begin.
So good afternoon, everyone. So glad that we're here to speak for the district on behalf of working with GESPA. So I know your item of discussion that you want to make sure that was placed on the agenda was signing up the GESPA contract. So we were able to go back and find the document that was placed on the board agenda. And this was on the board agenda September 24th, 2024. These are just two copies, and that's the board agenda page. And then if you go to the back where the document was board approved and the board members signed off on, it was just missing the signatures of the GESPA.
And if you know that contract is, what's the year,
23-24. So we were then working to do 24 to 27 as we did with the teacher contract. However, we did not get there. So here's the working document that we were working on to get to 24-27.
This is the one that the TA would have gone in.
Right, and this was the approved salary increase for GESPA.
Okay.
So I just brought a copy just in case you wanted to look at it, Mr. Theobald.
Okay, now the language that you and Chris was going back and forth on, did y'all work that out?
That's this one right here.
Okay.
We would have to still take it to the board, though.
Yeah, because it hadn't gone to the board.
But the salary?
The salary.
TA.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. The salary's good.
It was approved in closed session.
May I?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I bought several copies. Because I thought about, you probably want to see that. Do you have a copy? You want a copy?
Yes, ma'am, because I picked up the wrong folder going out the door this morning and I left all my little stuff on.
So, however, this document would have to also include the updated salary schedule.
And it's in there. It was some typos. Chris wanted to add the logo. We had to make sure there was no language in here that was contradicted statute. And so that's what this is.
Okay.
And we brought copies of the draft for you guys to review.
Okay. This document also is Word. So this will be the one that you will be receiving.
Okay, great. Thank you. Gloria, that all checks out with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we signed up on this, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it kind of stinks being the new guy.
I know.
Yeah, we signed up on that.
It's a lot of catch-up. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
This was done for the next 3 years. Salary raised for the next 3 years.
Okay.
So we got one last year, we got one
this year,
and we'll get one next year.
Okay.
$0.05, but we'll get one next year.
Right. 26. That is a part of this contract. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was telling him.
That's 24 to 27. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Am I going to get in trouble with my
name? No, just stick. Yeah, you're all right. We know who you are.
That's about the 90th time that's happened. Okay. All right. And then, so, Clay, why don't we take a look at these?
Those aren't your originals, right? Those are copies of the actual TA'd salary schedule.
Well, she can get it back. I got one. She needs it back.
Yeah, I just want to make sure she has it.
She needs it back.
That's not my original.
No, it shouldn't be your original, but just in case, let me make a copy. Hold on, I'm sorry.
That's fine. No problem.
Okay.
I got these. Yeah, don't you have? You have the other one.
Yeah, make a copy.
Okay. And that's just a copy of that.
These are copies. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Where's the original?
At the.
You got
that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, if they're copies, it doesn't matter. You got the original.
Okay.
So did y'all come to any kind of agreement about the salary slots? You know, the different things that we have coming out of our paychecks. Did y'all stream that part out?
The salary slots.
Mm-hmm. Like, I get F like, you know, because they had the union dues taken out. Mm-hmm. We can't, y'all can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we was out like, I have F like, and I have dental and different stuff like that, those
okay.
slots.
So those were the two additional slots, mm-hmm. but I think we left that in the hand of Mrs.
We highlighted.
Mandela.
And here, no one.
Oh.
They're highlighted, and this, the things that we agreed on, and then there's some typo things.
What page is that on?
This is on page 33. Professional compensation.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's in there. There's several.
Okay, my 33 talks about definition trans. Okay.
You're in okay, the old one.
You're in the new one here.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is my new one right here. Okay. So what page is it?
42.
33.
33. Mm-hmm. Oh, 42. Okay. Okay, I see this, but it still does not talk about. I see the pay slots and comp time and available sick time. What about like with my FLIC and my dental and my short-term disability, those slots? Are those slots safe?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
For all employees.
Yes.
Okay.
Forgive me for, again, I'm being the new guy. The highlighted stuff, are these additions? Is that what that is?
It is what a summary of what was discussed, okay, back and forth. So.
And so those are the actual changes
that
occurred
based
on the discussion. Based
on the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I were doing like a side-by-side comparison of mm-hmm. this section, some of it would be in here, maybe some of it wouldn't.
Correct.
Like, so okay, so it's not like
right.
it's not like we're adding in a whole
mm-hmm.
new section.
Oh no,
there's just
so if
there's
you
just
take this one and compare it to the one I just gave you, you should be able to see
okay.
the difference.
Okay.
See the changes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I gotcha.
Okay, so right here, where's a classroom coverage?
Mm-hmm.
What page is that?
33.
Still on 33.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Where I know Chris was talking to you all about that we should get the whole 7.5 hours, 7 hours and 20 minutes that a teacher work. But here it's saying that we have to give 2 hours and then.
Mm-hmm. That's consistent with the language in your old.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he was talking to you all about that. He was trying to get a change, so there wasn't no change.
So you work your regular 2 hours, and then after that,
you get perhaps time and
the
a half.
Teacher has, I mean, the so principal that, had an opportunity to find someone to cover. So then you will have worked your regular 2 hours.
Yes, my parent.
But then
hour,
if you're there longer, then that's where the time and half comes in at.
There's some language on page 28 you want to look at, please. Get highlighted. When you try to get the gist of it, but once you look at everything, you know.
This came off of there.
Officially, our pay table hasn't been adopted, but I think we've already implemented because it was TA.
Just one right here. It hadn't been adopted yet.
Not until we ratified this.
Okay.
But because and then we TA'd on it, it will then actually be a part of this document when it goes for board approval.
Okay.
Is it safe to assume, like these little highlights here, that's just contract cleanup when you see like little stuff like that? Good. I'm not the only one that's particular about that stuff.
Well, for a long, long time, we had Mrs. Jane Butler that was doing this, and she had a copy and paste system that worked for her. But then when Ms. Bill Mitch and I started dealing with it, it's like, you know, when you copy and paste too much, you start seeing crazy stuff happen. As you, if you look at what was approved and adopted, or approved by the board for the 23-24, even today, Dr. Sun and I were looking at it, or Ms. Bill Mitchell and I were looking at it, and we're like, copying and pasting it, or converting a document from PDF to Word, you know, you have to look at this stuff closely. You can't just convert to Word and think that it's going to come through.
Is that what Ms. Mandela was referring to last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I'm learning. I'm picking up.
But hopefully, we'll get it all cleaned up.
Yes.
By the time I'm done, we got nice, clean Word documents to do.
We're not going
to
be done no time soon, though.
That is a monumental and very underappreciated task.
Very time-consuming. Because you literally got it. You have to look at it word for word.
No, absolutely. On the upside to that, though, is you're probably the expert on the contract.
Because
you know every word that's in there.
You're right.
Well, that's how, in my former district, that's how our union president was. And in that, she wanted to be the one
to read through all of that stuff. That was her personality. She wanted to make sure that everything was exactly correct. She was from Brooklyn, so she didn't trust anybody. So she wanted to make sure that it was all said and done the correct way. But then after she did it, all we hear about is how much she would complain about how long it took. And I'd say, well, Karen, you could have given us some of the work, you know, we'd have helped. So it's you can't have it both ways, you know. You either get what you want or you don't complain about it.
Well, that is the same thing with board policy, and I've just been pushing it out. We've converted everything to Word, but it's like, oh gosh, it's going to be a nightmare. It's the kind of job, it's what Mr. Brown used to do. I don't know if you know Mr. Brown.
I remember Mr. Brown. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you have to do. You know, is sit and read. You know.
But it makes you smarter.
Well, you know where everything is, as Matt said. You
is Appendix A the same thing as this one? Okay.
Yes.
And double check it though, make sure we got it right, but I'm pretty sure it is. Just in a different format.
Well, I like this one. It's bigger, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a sad realization when you're reading things. And you're like, oh, man, I wish that font was bigger.
It's humbling.
Yes. That is the correct word, yes.
I do a lot of sewing, and it's really frustrating when it used to be I just plucked that little thread in the needle. Now it's like, and then let me grab my cheaters.
Well, my eye doctor told me, like, Matt, this is probably the last time you'll get away with one prescription, mm-hmm. you know? Because I'm noticing, like, sometimes it's too close, sometimes it's too far, and I'm resisting the urge to do this. So
I have the two, but it's the idea of knowing when to look down and when to look up, and
I love my progressive.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if anything, you can just adjust.
Uh-huh.
Mine didn't ever work.
I told my husband, and he said, because he works in that profession, he says, that's because you're not using your glasses. You know how to use them.
I stopped wearing that.
So my one immediate concern has nothing to do with the documents itself, and I think it's more of just procedural stuff, and I can probably make a quick phone call to FEA on it, in the fact that me as the service unit director now signing off on something that was created before mm-hmm. I got here, I just want to make sure if we did that doesn't, you know, cause any issues. So I would need to double check. I'll probably make a quick phone call to Mike Dale before we sign off on that. Mm-hmm. That was my one biggest. I know it's simple, but I would hate for one stupid little oversight to cause a problem on down the road. So
it's sort of like with the, well, it was Mr. Dale that signed off on the DCCTA one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he did that. So yeah, talk with him and see what.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I'll do that.
And that's for the 23-24.
23-24, right.
The 24 through 27,
yeah.
Which has the salary schedule.
Yeah, the new salaries.
We haven't even taken that to the board.
We haven't taken that to the board yet.
Yeah. This is 2026.
Okay.
So at the next board meeting, will this go before the board?
if you guys okay it, if you are TA on the 23, the 24, 27, we'll take that to the board, and then we'll have to turn right back around and start negotiating for what?
28, but at least we have 26, 27.
No, yes, we do it in 3 years, so it would be, this goes for to 27,
mm-hmm.
so and it would have to be for the
28, 29, 30. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Matt, you can just read through it, and if it's okay with you, then you can give Ms. Dr. Jason a call.
Okay.
So when y'all get ready to do your agenda for the board, then it could be put on there.
Okay.
Put on the agenda.
I definitely would like some time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, beyond.
You guys talk, yeah.
Yeah.
So when would he have to let you all know so they get on the docket?
If we have at least to the 11th of, well, I would say next Friday would be the date. So we're looking at.
I've sent out the request already
by asking everyone to send it in by the 10th, but giving you guys time. I at least have to have it in by the 12th so I can,
okay.
So we can have it ready for the board.
That'd be enough time for you to go through it and.
So it gives you about a week.
Okay.
Or so.
Then you could call Dr. Sonya Jackson back and let her know. That we're good and it can go before the board. Because I definitely want to get this before I retire.
keep hearing about that.
Yeah.
Before you retire?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is the year?
Huh?
This is the year you're trying to do?
Well, this is the year I'm supposed to retire, August 1st.
Oh.
But I put in for another year. I'm thinking about it hard.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to take it.
Pray on it now.
I don't care who knows it. December 2027, I love you all. And that is
that's your last December 27th?
Mm-hmm. December 27th. That new school better be built, and them babies better be
that in school. That school, I'm looking at, I'm like, when they going to be at that school?
What's happening?
I've seen some groundwork, but they got some
they're
building going up back there somewhere. Cause I ain't seen,
they're well on their way, though, now.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Lord, I knew I wasn't going to be here when they get a pen. I said, I've been going to retire by the time they get this school up.
I don't think we need to caucus or anything, but do you guys, is there a place I can just step out and make a quick phone call?
Yes, I'll look up to you.
You want to take him to our, you want us to step out with us?
No,
I'm going to take him to the
our,
Okay.
Or the board room, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go take him to the board room.
And Dr. Jackson, I know we didn't put it, and maybe I might have to put it on there because I want to talk to you about the buses. Because
mm-hmm.
I had one person come to me, you know, he was kind of upset because he's a long-time bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, every time the district get new buses, the people that did the new hire get new buses and they have to drive the older buses. Yes, ma'am. And I can understand how he feels, because if I've been on the job a long time, you know, I would like to think that, you know, they will at least rotate them every now and then. Now, we want to always drive no regular bus or no old bus and stuff, but just, they were telling me that all the new buses go to the new hire, the people that's new hire or hadn't been driving so long.
Uh-huh.
And I can understand that. Now, if you got a long route, I can understand you need a good bus, but maybe they need to divide the buses up. You know, when you get so many, you know, give so many to the people who drive the long routes, and then give so many to the people who maybe have short routes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. The plan actually is when it comes to the buses.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, we're not going to have anything but new buses.
So they getting new buses every year. So
we got about 3 more buses. We got to rotate out. And once those electric buses are here.
Electric?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. No, y'all did.
That's actually a mute point, because
yes.
We're about to have pretty much
y'all
all new
did.
Buses.
Y'all didn't go there. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's what they're working on, that area, if you see by transportation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the electrical system that they're putting in.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Jesus. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, and I appreciate the time. So I did get some clarification from FEA.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's okay for me to sign, at, you know, as this Big Bend Service Unit Director for the 23-24 contract. Mm-hmm. So in this business, those things happen from time to time, and you know, it's easily traceable, you know. So all of that stuff. So I think that's okay. And you know, we had already talked about, you know, some time to look over, you know, the 24-27 stuff. Mm-hmm. I definitely think I can get that back to you guys by the 12th.
You just called Dr. Jackson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then my only other request, and again, just being new, and I know it's already expired. I just want to take a look at, since I'm taking this one back with me, mm-hmm. Just to take the 23-24 back as well, before we actually do sign off on that one.
Okay.
So I want to make sure, as the new guy, all my I's are dotted, all my T's are crossed, and you know, all of that good stuff. But I don't see any reason why we couldn't get this stuff back to you, sure, you know, before the 12th. And then, just as a point of before we wrap up. So, Miss Gloria, you have to sign both of them as well, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. Good deal. So, I'll have to get with you before then.
Okay.
And we can make that happen.
All right.
So, nice. Well, I think that's all I've got on my end.
Well, before we go, I was telling Dr. Sonya Jackson, and you wouldn't hear Dr. Sylvia Jackson, but I was telling Dr. Jackson, I was asking her about the bus. How do they go about giving out the new buses when they come in? You know, because I had a bus driver was kind of upset because he said every time a new bus come in, you know, the lesser people that just been hired get the new buses, and he been driving that old bus for some time. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Jackson's going to find out how do they go about
rotation. How is it decided to get who to give the new
buses to? Right, so everybody can get a chance to drive the new buses.
Okay, but it wouldn't be any of our calls. That's a matter.
Yeah, we was asking her. Yeah, I told her that, you know, to ask her, because he was upset because he said, you know, he been here a long time and he's driving this regular bus, and people that come in, they get the new buses and stuff. And so I said, I can see how you feel. You've been on the job forever. And
that's a Matt Bryant call.
Yeah.
But he probably has a system he's using.
Yeah, I want to know how they're doing it, because he was really upset. Mm-hmm. And I told him I'd ask about it and see how they do. And if they can come up with some, you know, that everybody can get a chance to drive the new buses, not just the people that being a new hire getting a chance to drive all the new buses.
Like we said, there'll be electric buses soon.
And so old buses gonna be in about.
Well, I don't want to be on one of no electric buses. They have to go somewhere. I know you said you can't go to Jacksonville.
Well, not unless there's a port for them to plug in and.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Nah, I stay with the gas. With some gas. At least you got gas stations all up and down the road.
You'd be surprised now how many charging stations.
Well, I don't see too many.
You got one at Flying J.
The cars.
And I saw one
at Flying J. I saw one over there with TJ Maxx over there with Shoe Station. I saw one over there.
Mm-hmm. East side
But what they really need one is that Erie gas station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Erie gas station they need them. And how long does it take them to charge up
about
anyway?
An hour.
About an hour. So you got to sit there a whole
while.
Put it
on your vehicles up to about an hour.
Okay.
No, give me the gas. I'm pumping and going. That's all right.
I don't even like standing at the pump for this long.
So you got to sit there a whole hour.
I'm like,
30 minutes. 15 minutes.
You might not have a choice now. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes. And we used to didn't have the microwave. And to this day, my mother doesn't even like the microwave or anything. She said, all those raise does.
And she tell the truth. And she tell the truth because the raise killed the food, to kill the nutrition in the food. She ain't tell no story.
Well, she feels exactly like you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It do. It kill all the nutrients in the food. She ain't tell no story now.
Yeah. Fast-paced
world
is actually a computer. You know, people don't realize that this is a computer. Mm-hmm. We call it a phone, but it's literally a computer.
Yeah. So, interesting fact about that. As a history teacher, one of the things that I used to share with my kids, there is more computational capability in the computer in that phone than in the computer that put man on the moon. Mm-hmm. And that computer was a big room.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's crazy mm-hmm. how far we've come.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the movie, what was it called, with the three black ladies?
Hidden Figures.
I've watched that like 4 or 5 times.
Hidden Figures, I got to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, it was a good one.
The high heels run into the restroom.
That's
like the outcome of it.
Yeah, it
beautiful.
Was
very beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Those movies like that, you know, give me chills. Even just thinking about the movie, I get chills.
I tell you this: you keep on living, some stuff coming down the pipeline. Yes, ma'am. Keep on living.
I believe that.
Keep on living.
You think about that though. They had those old time computers.
Oh yeah.
And they were doing calculations to send somebody out of our atmosphere to the, you know, was it to the moon?
To the moon. Mm-hmm.
That is, and our computer capacity right now is like leaps and bounds
mm-hmm.
from that. But just the thought that somebody was willing to be tossed into space, and what was being calculated in people's heads to check what was coming from the computers, you know.
Yeah. Oh no, it's wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of that I find mind blowing is that, and I always forget the year. As a history teacher, I should know this. You know, the Wright brothers were the first ones to fly. It was either like 1903 or like 1907.
Mm-hmm.
So to go from not flying at all in the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. to landing on the moon in 1969, mm-hmm. you know, like, just
scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's mind blowing. Oh, it's mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, yes. Okay. Well, I plan on getting home tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we could. Yeah, I was just saying, we can stay at
all.
I was
about to ask.
So,
okay.
So we'll meet again after.
That's what I was asking.
After you take this to the board, right?
Mm-hmm. So you okay. So right now, so, that would be to be announced, TBA,
mm-hmm.
board. Yep. Okay. So
to be announced.
To be announced for the next meeting, and you want it to be after the board meeting.
Yes, ma'am. That way we can keep moving. And then we'll have
and you know the board meeting is on the 24th of this month.
Okay, February 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Both will be back to Dr. Sonia by the 12th.
By 12th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're gonna keep your copy?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. If you're mine.
Of course, yes.
Because we could make additional
copies.
Yeah,
can make more copies,
that's
fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to send this to me electronically, too,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
This copy. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Fantastic. And, you know, now that you mention it, I'm thinking I have a bunch of movies that I took from my classroom,
mm-hmm.
the DVDs that I purchased that I kept in the room and stuff. And I'm pretty sure Hidden Figures is one of those movies. So I may have to go dig through my my movie bins there and see if I can find it.
Well, we didn't adjourn.
Okay.
Yeah, we still talking.
Okay.
Okay. Meeting adjourned at 5:28.